Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up as we look ahead to Brentford this weekend. I've got Kiefer, Siobhan and Neil with me. Billy Grant, later on in the show, but Siobhan, I'll start with you. I'm not going to sit here and suggest all of Liverpool's problems have suddenly disappeared on the back of one win and one game. But going into this one against Brentford, having banged five midweek, I do feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it was a perfect fixture, wasn't it, to get a bit of confidence back. Five different goal scorers from different parts of the pitch. You can only play what's in front of you, albeit they offered very little from about 25 minutes onwards, didn't they? But they're probably the perfect games to kind of work things out, try something new when the pressure's not on, when there's a little bit less riding on it. But we all really needed it. It was like, I didn't know what to do with myself. It was just all a bit weird, wasn't it? It was kind of like, we can't go mad celebrating thinking we're going to win the Champions League because, come on. But yeah, it was weird to feel good. We were just so used to being in a funk of moaning about the match afterwards. So that was nice.
Keith, it wasn't perfect for the full 90. The first 30, Liverpool obviously got behind again. But I think there was this thing where you start looking at the fixtures, any of the fixtures, and I thought we would go to Germany and get a result in fairness. But then when you think about Brentford and Villa and games like that, because you're in such poor form, you can look at any of the games and go, right, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
But Wednesday was a little bit of a reminder, if people needed it, that there's still a ton of quality. Mm-hmm. And when Liverpool do click, if they do click, then the opposition could be in for a tough night.
Absolutely. It's like Siobhan says, there's so much to be excited about from that performance because, even if you break it down, you've got Virts, who gets a few assists as well. So there's, obviously the win was the main thing going into the game. Just stop the rot. And as you say, with Brentford on the horizon and after what happened on Sunday, but there was loads of individual performances that were really pleasing. Obviously, Salah didn't get his goals and didn't get back to form, but just to see, I say Virts or Boz, I thought was brilliant again. Curtis Jones kind of coming to the front. It wasn't just a scrappy 2-1 where you just didn't get out of there. They did have a bit of swagger again, which I think this Liverpool side has, as you say, got tons of quality and tons of ability. It's been frustrating at times this season because they haven't been able to show it all too often. But I think that was a real moment of just a glimpse of what we can come to expect. And it's not going to be smooth with the summer they've had and the amount of transition that's going on. But, if we kind of stick with this plan and kind of trust the process, there is quality there on the pitch.
The pleasing thing for me, Siobhan, was listening to the lads do the post-match stuff. Everyone's picking out a different kind of player of the match, which hasn't been the case maybe recently where there's maybe only one or two standouts. But there was literally kind of, you could maybe say four or five lads who have all got a shout for it because there was loads and loads of good performances. Keepers mentioned some there, but just seeing the likes of Bert, all of a sudden it's clicking a little bit. He's got that kind of ability to find his teammates in tight spaces. Hugo Ekitike up top, great. The midfield two did really, really well.
Yeah.
Just seeing Liverpool players perform again was a nice thing to see.
Yeah, it was nice to be able to disagree with what someone says about the player of the match because there's been very little to go on. I thought collectively and individually it was really impressive and what everybody needed. I think that the only thing is that seeing Ekitike in form, I cannot stop being angry about the red card in the cup that kind of started this because I